I really need your help. We need your help. Help me, Maggie.
What should I do? Please help, Maggie.
I'm Maggie Dent, and in these special Help Me Maggie episodes on Parental as Anything, you get to ask me the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to. One of the first questions we have for our kids when we pick them up from daycare or school is, who did you play with? Oh, we may imagine our little ones on the sidelines not being asked to play, or worse still, going up to someone and asking to join in a game and being told no. But what happens if your child makes a friend who isn't acting like a friend? One mum is worried about a toxic friendship that her four-year-old daughter has made.
My four-year-old daughter was once a bubbly, outgoing, confident little kid, but in the past year she's become quite docile and needy in social situations, chasing after other little girls who don't pay her attention or treat her poorly. At preschool, she became inseparable with one girl who can be a bit of a bully to other kids. This girl has also started physically taunting my daughter, ignoring her and trying to pin the blame on her for naughty things she's done. Yet my daughter still wants to play with her all the time. How do I instill a bit more backbone into my daughter and get her to stop hanging around with bad influences? Please help me, Maggie.
Dear Bothered by a Bestie Mum, whenever our children change in the way they turn up in the world as yours has, we absolutely do need to be concerned. So your once bubbly little girl has definitely lost some of her confidence and her sparkle. Girl friendships, they are so much more complex than boy friendships. As an older woman, I can tell you there will always be ups and downs right through life. And I think it's a good time, even at four, to talk to your daughter about what being a good friend is. And also, it's okay to seek good enough friends rather than one best friend. It seems like a fantasy that the absolute best friend is what every little girl should aim for, and I think that might be where your daughter's got stuck. It's a really important window for you to be your daughter's friendship coach. We know their socialisation skills are expanding from three onwards, so four, five and six, we start laying down so many of our beliefs, anticipations and expectations about how to be a friend, both to ourselves and to others. Now, mental health and child wellbeing specialist Claire Orange has taught me a great metaphor around friendships and when parents need to step in. There's the spark, and that's just a little flare-up. And usually your child will come home a bit grumpy about something, but the child can sort it out themselves. And then there's the flame, where it's a bit bigger of an issue. And maybe together you can help her reflect ways of overcoming it. And it's gone again in another week and a bit. And then there's the fire. And that's where it's got really toxic and it's actually creating harm to your child. And that's when parents need to step in and help. And this is where you are at. I remember she's only four, but little girls at four can be sharp as a tack about human relationships and need to belong and how to say things. So start a conversation about tuning her into her body sensation. So what does her body feel like when her friend is being yucky to her, when she's being mean and when she's being unkind? So if she's got yucky feelings, it's a sign. It's not really a positive friendship and she deserves to be treated much better than that. I think you could coach her to say, ouch, that hurt what you just said, or that's not okay to say. But it'll take quite a bit of coaching because she's now got used to a relationship where she's almost like the victim and she hasn't got a voice. So you're going to have to spend some time finding her voice again and bringing it out. And I hope you've had a chat to the early childhood educator who is in control of this particular dynamic. They need to be aware and they can keep an eye out for what's going on, and they also can do some coaching around friendships. Chat about it to get as much information, because sometimes they can step in from time to time and kind of ease the conflict. The next tip I have is look outside your preschool in your neighbourhood, among your extended family, where your little girl can play with other girls who do treat her respectfully and fairly. Sometimes you might find a girl like that in an activity that she may like or enjoy. And I'm also thinking she needs a little bit of reprogramming around how to be a good friend because it sounds like she's lost her confidence. So pretend play with you or some toys where you speak in lovely, kind words and you are able to share things without getting cross. You have a smile on your face. You say hello. You say goodbye. And you actually model the behaviours of a child being a good friend. The pretend world is so powerful, especially for girls. There's no question that can help reprogram the habitual anticipation of friendship that has been cultivated by this unkind friend. Remember, friends don't use words that are mean or unkind intentionally at this age. It can still sometimes come out in the heat of the moment, but not intentionally. And I would suggest that her frenemy has learned this behaviour from someone who was bullying her. Now, I'm also going to ask you to resist the compulsion that so many of us, particularly mums, have in this situation, where I'm just going to go and chat to the mum of the girl who's doing the bullying. It's not a good idea. In actual fact, from what the experts tell me, it often makes everything way worse. So your best strategy is working with your daughter to build her capacity to be able to navigate that friendship, frenemy world. I guess we'd all love her to go and make friends with another friend, but you know, you're four. And maybe when the friendship started, it was really good. We know that friendships are a critical part of learning about ourselves. Unfortunately, it seems your daughter is learning all the negative things about herself because of the interaction with her bully friend. Communication and expressing our needs and our wants in a meaningful way and being responded to in a meaningful way is a huge part of human relationships. And really, we all need as much help as possible because I'm sure you've met an adult who actually is still not very good at speaking thoughtfully and respectfully to other people. So rather than being about building backbone in your daughter, it's more about building her understanding and skills in human relationships. There is a fabulous episode of Parental as Anything back in season 4 with me chatting to Claire and Rebecca Sparrow about friendships. So perhaps take a listen to that one. I so hope this has helped you, worried mum, turn into a friendship coach for your daughter. How honest are you with your kids about how much money you have?
I want them to understand that it takes hours to earn money, and for frivolous spending to be had actually takes a bit of budgeting.
How and when you should talk to your kids about your money. That's next on Parental as Anything on the ABC Listen app.
This episode of Parental as Anything was recorded and produced on Gadigal and Combermere Country.